USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Retail sales for September are coming in lower than expectations. Economists were looking for a slight increase, but the final number came in flat. Gasoline sales fell by nearly 1.5%, but general merchandise sales just about canceled that out. Meantime, Americans are going to bars and restaurants as spending at those locations rose by 0.5%. Florida communities are still recovering from the impact of Hurricane Ian, but some residents are having trouble getting the assistance they need to repair or rebuild their homes. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says residents may be getting denied because of a lack of information and explains how they can resolve it.
Just see what they're looking for. You can go to the DRCs. We've got a number of disaster recovery centers now up in Southwest Florida, actually throughout the affected counties, even beyond Southwest Florida. People can there. They can help you get through this process.
A 15-year-old boy is in custody in connection to a series of shootings in Raleigh, North Carolina, that killed five people, including an off-duty police officer. Police Chief Estrella Patterson saying shots were fired starting around 5 o'clock last night. The teen suspect was arrested and transferred to a hospital in critical condition. In total, the suspect shot 7. So far this week, at least 12 police officers have been shot since Monday. GM says they'll halt production of the Chevy Corvette at their Bowling Green, Kentucky plant next week due to supply chain issues. The plant was shut down for the same reason in late August and lost production in April and March of this year. Officials won't specify which parts were in short supply, but say they expect supply chain issues to improve by 25% to 30% this year. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A top Fed Reserve official is issuing a warning about the central bank raising interest rates too quickly. Kansas City Fed President Esther George did so while speaking to an S&P Global ranking webcast. She said moving too fast can disrupt financial markets and the economy in a way that ultimately can be self-defeating. Breast cancers that emerge within 5 years of giving birth are more likely to spread and become deadly. That's according to a study from Oregon Health and Science University that looked at 2,700 people. It found the risk of breast cancer spreading after birth was 50% higher compared with those who had not given birth. A golfer in Arkansas is suing after a country club refused to give him an advertised prize. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
The Morrilton Country Club in central Arkansas is at the center of a controversy over a prize that was offered if a competitor hit a hole-in-one on the 10th tee. The club said anyone who got a hole-in-one on the 10th tee would receive the keys to a Ford F-150 pickup truck thanks to a local dealership. They called it the Tournament of the Century. Austin Claggett of Conway, Arkansas, went out to the tee box and sank that hole-in-one. The car dealership said the country club promoted the truck as a prize without their knowledge.
NASCAR drivers making their way to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the South Point 400 Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.